Namo Bhavi. Yes, Krishna says, this morning I was listening to a Nectar of Devotion tape, 1972, October 1972, almost 40 years to the date. And Prabhupada, that was at Radha Damodar Temple. Prabhupada was it's okay, but maybe you need to sit a little further back, because then I hear it in my ear. It's 40 years, long, long time. When no one here is hardly 40 years old. Consciousness of the cultivation, devotional mental cultivation, manodharma. Prabhupada didn't so much talk about that subject, although that was part of what they had read. But open that cabinet over there, and on the left, left one, and then right in front of you there's a little box, plastic box to the right, on that shelf, plastic, that's it, yeah, plastic box, that's it, oils in it, and Prabhupada didn't, it was part of the text that they had read. But ultimately, as Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, yoga indriya samyamya, that yoga means controlling the senses. And of course, the foremost sense is the mind. And once the mind is controlled, once the mind becomes a friend, that's the purpose of yoga, then particularly Krishna consciousness becomes manodharma. It becomes a cultivation of devotional service by the mind, absorbing the mind in Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, actually whatever we do, that the mind is absorbed. Otherwise, prior to that, Rishikesha, Rishikena, and engage the senses, but if just the senses are engaged and the mind isn't engaged, then it's not really complete to yoga. It still remains incomplete or imperfect. Manashastra indriyani prakriti stani karshati. So Krishna says six senses, the mind. And one has to absorb the mind. But without a controlled mind, you can't absorb. Control mind is one thing. But beyond the mind being controlled is when the mind is naturally attracted or drawn to absorption. And that comes by purification of the heart. So until actually the heart is really purified, then to a certain stage, then spontaneous attraction of the mind is not achieved. It won't happen. Either the mind is distracted at worst. Better than that is that by the effort of the intelligence, mind is focused, and better than that is when mind naturally is attracted, and that will happen if one gets ruchi, if one gets taste, if one really has steady taste. Taste is always there, but in the beginning the taste is flickering. It comes and then it goes, and then the taste for material things develops. And either one can stay away from material things, then if one increases material engagement, then the risk is that the taste for material things increases and spiritual taste decreases. So, namagana sadaruchi. Therefore, even in the preliminary stage, because one's always, if we didn't get a taste, we wouldn't stay, just go away. One's always getting a taste in Krishna consciousness. But if the taste does not outweigh the, it's like on a balance, the side goes down when this is outweighs. So if it doesn't outweigh material taste, then one can do that type of balancing act for a long, long time. Taste for the material, taste for the spiritual. But real advancement will come if one actually desires. That's why there has to be the desire for giving up material attachment. Without wanting to give up material attachment, one can do a balancing act for a long time. Bhavajan Makoti Shravana Kirtana. And then when the desire is there, then devotional service, which will be such that anartha nivritisya, the unwanted things in the heart, these other attachments, desires, they become purified. And that attachment for Krishna becomes increasingly strong, becomes increasingly powerful. So if one then acquires this ruchi or this taste, then Krishna consciousness accelerates very quickly. Until then, it's rather slow. It can take years or decades or lifetimes. But if there's real taste, then because Krishna is so attractive, the taste for Krishna is so attractive that one really runs towards him. Generally, first the taste is for the devotional activities itself, chanting, hearing. Devotees never get enough of chanting and hearing. And as the heart is further purified, then the attachment to chanting and hearing becomes augmented. not love for Krishna. It's spiritual in the sense that it's related to Krishna, but it's not transcendental. Everything connected with Krishna is spiritual. Just like this table used in Krishna's service, so it's become spiritual, but it's not transcendental. It's not out of this world, it's part of this world. So that's those are the types of attachments that develop towards Krishna in the mood of goodness. Shuryang so visheshatma. Why sometimes it's hard to see in there. See his eyes. But then when by that attachment to Krishna, intense chanting and hearing, real longing awakens. With that longing, a devotee desires Krishna sufficiently that they're actually able to cry after Krishna, then at some time or another, at his own time, Krishna becomes compassionate on the devotee, and then he actually transforms by touch of spiritual potency, transforms that attraction, that affection, into prema. It requires prema to make something prema, just like fire. You can only make fire with fire. You can't make it with anything else. It requires at least a spark. So Surya Angsa, just like that. This is just like a ray of transcendental sun, Krishna Surya. That's the Surya, Surya Angsa. When that fire, that spark, touches the heart of a devotee who already has a lot of attachment to Krishna, then it all of a sudden just flames up, just like fire. It goes on the tinder, dry tinder, and just like flames up. So in relation to manodharma, then it becomes first, it becomes a real chore. One has to whip one's mind. And as soon as they're thinking about Krishna, the next minute they're thinking about Maya. That becomes the beginning stage. Then one becomes somewhat practiced in remembering Krishna. And then with effort, one's able to think about Krishna, although all of a sudden one finds one's mind again on mundane thoughts. And then it's the heart, but because we're in contact with Krishna's holy name and form and pastimes and devotees, then these things purify the heart, then natural, as the taste increases for the spiritual and for the material, it decreases. That's what purification of heart means. Then naturally the mind is attracted to hearing more and more about Krishna, although sometimes, still, it may be drawn back, but it becomes a rare exception. But at the transcendental stage, then it's not possible to think about mundane things. In fact, it becomes one's thinking just about Krishna. Shrimati Radharani is telling the bee that don't talk to me about Krishna. I don't want to hear about him, because hearing about him causes us so much sorrow, hearing about separation from him. So we don't want to hear about him. But the real problem is that we can't stop talking about him. And because we're talking about him, then we're also hearing about him. So that becomes the spiritual platform, is that one can't stop hearing about and talking about Krishna. Tavakatam tatapta jivanam kaliriditam karmasaham. It's the jivanam, tapta jivanam. It's the life. One thinks, if I stop chanting and hearing, then I'll die. Chanting and hearing is always enhanced by, because the mind is absorbed, becomes so powerful, because everything's in focus, everything's in line. Previously, mind's here, and the senses are trying to go in another direction. Intelligence is trying to take in another direction, but when everything's lined up, then everything becomes in focus, and then Krishna's in focus. And you see Krishna through sound, transcendental sound. And if one becomes fortunate, then he becomes a recipient of Krishna's mercy, then one is able to see Krishna face to face. But you can't do it without Krishna's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he would have to restrain himself while chanting or hearing, or even just receiving a garland from Lord Jagannath or some prasadam, because he was in the association of ordinary people or regular devotees. The only time that he wouldn't restrain himself or would just freely let himself go is when he was in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy. So now Tam Das Thakur says, Apana Bhajana Kata, in the matter of your bhajan, you should not disclose confidential things here and there. But people will criticize, other people will get angry. Confidential people, friends, that's what friends are for. close and talk. So those were. That's why Lord Chaitanya wanted Ramananda Roy to leave his service and come to Puri, because aside from Swarup Damodara, there wasn't a third person who he would regularly disclose his mind to. Thank you.